Brick by Brick Audiobooks presents Insurmountable Edge, a story in three books. Book 2 by Thomas H. Goodfellow. Read for you by Scott Brick. For J.A.G. What is a fair lifespan for a human being? And if that life be taken by another before its natural end, what debt shall be owed? Inscription on a stone tablet found on the island of Mykonos, author unknown, circa 1200 B.C., translated from the Greek. Part 4. Malibu. Continued from Book 1. Chapter 59. Haley stopped the film and I told her I'd get back to her. I switched off the computer monitor. I turned around to face Kate, who had been leaning over the back of my chair, staring at the monitor. "I'm sorry, Kate," I said. "I didn't mean for you to see that." Kate didn't respond. She just stood there unmoving, staring at the now blank screen, her face frozen. I got up out of my chair to go to her side, but Kate shook her head. I sat back down. Minutes passed. Occasionally, Kate's eyes narrowed ever so slightly, widened, then narrowed again. It was as if she was rolling something over in her mind, seeing it one way, then another, then returning to where she started. More time passed. Finally, Kate turned her head away from the monitor and looked at me. Her eyes were intense and seemed full of fury as they bored into me. I began to feel uncomfortable. I didn't know what to do, so I just sat there. Kate's body took on a posture that radiated a fierce, almost animal-like brutality. I had seen men look like that on a battlefield, but it wasn't the kind of thing I had expected to confront in the persona of a beautiful woman doctor business person in her multi-million-dollar home in Malibu. Silly me. "I want them dead, Jack," Kate said, her voice an angry hiss. "Every single goddamn one of them. I don't want them brought in to stand trial. I don't want them to be judged by a jury of their peers. I want them dead. Do you understand?" "Yes," I said. "And you'll do it?" Kate said. "Kill them?" I said. "Yes," Kate said. "I will," I said. "But before you kill them," Kate said. Her voice stopped and her face froze again. I was pretty sure I knew what she was going to say next. "Before you kill them," Kate said, "I want you to make them suffer. I want them to suffer like Nassad's murdered engineer."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?